Well, it's wonderful to be with all of you today on this lovely rainy morning. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you. Welcome to 2023. And have you noticed it feels different, doesn't it? It feels different. Now, we don't have time to get into, and I have no expertise in explaining why it feels different, only that we're moving into, continuing to move into. Oh, this word's been so overused and overworked. Unprecedented times. It's almost like I was looking for a, it's like we've taken off in an airplane and the goal is that we're going to jump out of the airplane, like be a skydiver, and we're trying to decide whether or not we're going to go. And is it safe to go? Is it safe to jump out of the airplane or not? What happens if we don't? What happens if we do? It's this most interesting experience. And each one of us is having our own experience of these times. Having been almost three years since the beginning of the pandemic, we've all walked a road we've never walked before. And most of us who've been on the planet a while have experience, patterns, ways of doing things that help us to feel okay about each moment of now. And in some cases, those patterns and ways we've been doing things don't work so well anymore. Have you noticed that? And so consequently, after almost 3 years of this stepping into their jumping off the plane and not sure whether we're going to make it all the way down or not, we're beginning to step into that next level, which is who am I now as a result of this last 3 years? And not only has it been the pandemic, but we're also clearly living in climate change now. There's no argument about whether or not it exists. It's about how are we going to handle it? How are we going to live through it? What are we going to do? After the King Tide thing happened last week, and my dear friend Linda Spencer, who some of you may know, who is the spiritual leader at Skagit Unity Church there in Mount Vernon, she had to be evacuated from her home that day because there was so much water in Laconia. And you may know people who went through, you may have gone through that yourself. We're all dealing with extremes weather, extreme issues, extremes, both ends of the spectrum, extremes. And who am I in the midst of that? There are many signs telling us that these are unprecedented times. Many of us knew it was coming. We've been talking about it for years. I used to, gosh, this seems like a long time ago. I used to be a part of a team that went around the country doing a seminar called Sacred Lifeboats. And we did it in 21 cities around the country. And this was way back 2004, 2005. And at that time, we had to spend, it was a 4-hour seminar. And the first 2 hours we had to use was convincing people that there was an issue. Don't have to do that anymore. Everybody knows. We're living it. And so who are we in the midst of that? And signs, yes, there are plenty of signs every day telling us that it looks as though things are going to hell in a handbasket. That's kind of the way it looks. I mean, think of any subject, the weather, politics. Oh, don't get me started there. The war. There are plenty of signs telling us that these are challenging times and telling us that we're in a time we haven't been in before. And part of the problem, part of the struggle, part of the conflict is that because we're in times we haven't been before, the way we've done things doesn't work so well. And for those of us who have operated on the premise, well, that's the way we've always done it, is finding out that that doesn't apply so much anymore. And that's difficult. That's scary. Many of us like to have a framework to move through life, through our days. And we're finding out that that framework is being challenged. In some ways, it's being shaken to the core. So who are we in the midst of this? Are there any good signs out there? Absolutely. Absolutely there are. There are miracles every single day. The variable is, what are we focused on? And this is important, dear ones, because you and I are manifestors by what we're holding is true. What we hold is true in our hearts, not what we're supposed to hold is true, not what we're told to hold is true, not what we're holding on a good day, but what we're holding as true in the middle of the night on Tuesday when you can't sleep. What are you holding as true in that moment? Because that's what's creating, what's getting reflected out there. You and I, all of us, are powerful creatures of creation. Life isn't happening to us. It's happening through us. And because we're conscious beings here, we know this. So, okay, Joanna, knowing all that, what do we do? And one very important thing to do is to focus on the signs of positive, of healing, of growth, of expansion, of renewal. Not in denial of what's happening, but in order to move through it, in order to heal it. Is it a done deal? Is there no hope? Absolutely not. Dear ones, you and I have lived the lives we've lived to this point for these times. Do you realize that? None of what you have experienced in this life was a waste. None of it. All the good stuff, all the amazing choices you've made, and all the not so amazing ones that you've made. All of it is what got you to this moment, and you in this moment is what is required to move forward. Is required to jump out of the plane and make it back to Earth. You have everything you need for these times. You don't need another thing. Except that moment to moment, day to day, to keep checking within your connection, your heart connection to the all that is, that each of us are a part of, each of us are an expression of. And allow yourself to be reminded of the truth of you as love. As life, as peace. What's going on out there in this crazy mess that we created is not remembering that, is operating outside of that truth, of thinking that we're doing it all alone and the one who wins is the one who has the most toys at the end of the game. I've got mine, I don't care about you. That's not going to work. And we're slowly slowly figuring that out. But we're slow learners, dear ones. But we are learning. We are growing. And you and I can move through these times by seeing with an eye for the miracle in the moment. Watch for it. In the midst of all that was going on this past week, and it was pretty crazy. There was also something that happened, and I'm sure many of you may have seen it, and all of you may know about it at this point. But on, I think it was the Monday night football game. Are you familiar with this? The whole issue with Damar Hamlin, the young football player who was injured, took a hit after a tackle on the left side of his body, which caused his heart to stop and for him to go into cardiac arrest. And because of the quick action of the trainers and the hospital personnel that they had on site and everything, they were able to start his heart up again right there and to get him to University of Cincinnati, the trauma care there. And as a result, the young man, 24 years old, is doing very well. It's a miracle in and of itself. Those kinds of injuries, the issue is how quickly do you get the care that you need makes all the difference. He could have easily died, left his body in that moment. And the reason I bring that up is the reaction to it. We all gasped. We were all horrified. The players were horrified. It stopped the game. Stopped it cold. And the big thing about that, the issue of that, is that in times past when this sort of thing has happened, and fortunately it hasn't happened often, but it has, that type of thing, that serious of an injury, has happened before in a game. They take some time to get the player off the field, and they continue the game. And in fact, my understanding is back in the early 70s, I think it was, there was a player died on the field, and they continued the game. But our humanity is starting to seep out. It's the only way I can think to say it. Our humanity is starting to show up. They couldn't play that game. There was no way they were going to play that game. That game isn't good. That game still hasn't been. Who knows? From my understanding, they haven't rescheduled it yet. And we're right at the end of the season. And these two teams are very much in the running. So I don't know if they've decided what's going to happen with that. But the point of it and why I take the time to bring it in is our humanity is beginning to seep out collectively. Our caring, our compassion is starting to show, even at the same time as the craziness that's going on in Washington, at the same time as the war in Ukraine, at the same time as whatever natural disaster is happening in the moment, the fires, the floods, the atmospheric river, whatever it is. Our humanity, our caring, our love for one another is going to show up. It's starting to show up. And if we're going through life with an eye for the miracles, you're going to see it. You're going to see it every day. I promise you. And I'm probably going to come back here so you can call me on it. You will see it. If you're living with an ear to the ground, paying attention to nature, watching nature, nature instructs us every day of how to live in integrity with ourselves, trusting life. Nobody does it like nature does. And it reminds us of who we are, that there's something larger that we're all a part of, that is very much here, that is very much here. And we can call on that. We can rely that on that. And another thing in the midst of all this, I don't know if you saw it over the course of this, over the holiday time, but with the climate change thing, it's all getting very real for all of us. Did you happen to see the program called the Earthshot Prize? If you didn't see that, I highly recommend that you watch it. I believe it's streaming on PBS now. And what it was it was like an awards kind of ceremony that took place in Boston right before Christmas, I think it was. And Prince William from United Kingdom came over to Boston. He and his wife, Kate, came over to give these awards for the Earthshot Prize. And the reason they came to Boston is, it's because that's where President Kennedy's library is, and that's where he was from. And everyone remembers President Kennedy's moonshot idea and how he talked about us going on the moon to the moon at the time where it's like, what are you talking, going to the moon? Something that seemed impossible, but he inspired us and did sow the seeds of what needed to be done so that in 5 or 6 years time, we did get to the moon. And so Prince William and those working with him have created what's called the Earthshot Prize. And the Earthshot, the idea, what seems impossible can be done. And in this contest, what it was they took five categories or issues around climate change, and they put out there to the world for people who are doing something to fix this, one of these five areas of climate change. They went out all over the world, and whoever was going to win this would win $1 million. So there were five prizes, $1 million each. And so in this program, they interview and show what all the people, I think they had, each category had, I don't know, 4 or 5 finalists. And they showed what each one of these people were doing. And they were from all over the world. In fact, I don't know if there were any from the United States. I don't remember. But they were from everywhere. India, Malaysia, all over the place. And the things people are doing to solve the climate change problem are completely, they're amazing. They're amazing. And dear ones, if you feel hopeless about this, I really invite you to watch this and to see. I mean, the ones that didn't win were amazing. And I'm hoping that people watching this will support these folks. And these are just small little folks. This little woman in, I think she was in India, who created this kind of a smokeless stove. Because so much of these stoves that they cook with are so toxic and are causing pollution, are causing people to die and have breathing problems. And she designed and created this little smokeless stove that are now being manufactured and sold all over for just nothing. What, can you imagine if Amazon got hold of that and started selling them all over the planet? What I'm saying to you and taking this time, dear one, is telling you that the answers are out there. We can do this. And what you and I can do, maybe you and I aren't going to create a smokeless stove. And maybe we're not on that list to create the answer. But what you and I can do is hold the space, hold the light, hold the miracle. The energy, the environment for the miracle to come forth. That is required. That is necessary. And we can do it. And we can do it together. We can use the signs that we're seeing to empower ourselves. This is the thing, dear ones, every day. When you get up in the morning, if you can just wake up and the first thing you do is connect with that light you are, with that love you are, with that peace you are, You can say it. This day, I go forward as love. I go forward as compassion. I go forward as peace. And when you see the headlines, when you see the chaos, when you read about it, plant those seeds of love and light and compassion right there where they are, in Iraq, in Ukraine, in Afghanistan, in Russia, in Washington, D.C. See those seeds being planted right there, because we're all one. And you're doing deep work, dear ones, when you do this, when you hold the space of light. Yes, volunteer, write the checks, support the causes. Yay, do it. It's important. Yes. And each moment of now, you can be part of the solution by what you're holding as true. We are a planet of light. We are a planet of love. We are a planet of peace. This is not about denial. This is about healing. This is about claiming the truth of who we are. Yes, there's lots of evidence that we're out there not doing that. All it is are signs telling us that it's now. We need to do it now. And we have everything we need. You have everything you need. You don't need to attend another workshop, buy another book. You already have in you, not that it's not okay to buy the books and go to the workshops. I do plenty of that myself. But it's not necessary for healing the planet. Do you get it? You have it. It's right here. It's right here. And it's reminding each other through this beautiful service, every single word that you share, that the prayers that you say, the readings that you read, the music, the songs that you sing, everything is reminding us of this truth of us. And for the opportunity to be together today and remind one another and to stand together in this knowing, we are grateful, and so it is. Blessings and much love to you. Happy New Year.